go. Dogs on three. One, two, three, go.
Oh, you're not going to beat me in Connect Four.
The Browns is Cleveland. Cleveland is the Browns.
Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to a special victory edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Nathan Zagura, joined as always by Fox Sports Ohio girl Sarah Carnes, and we're coming to you live from the Browns video production room. This is where they cut up the film that the coaches digest to get the wins on Sunday.
Yes, and here on ICB, we're here to bring you the people and stories that define your Cleveland Browns. Now, Nathan, did you do anything fun this weekend?
I did the only thing you can do to have as much fun as possible in this great city of Cleveland. That is go to First Energy Stadium and watch the Browns bring it to the Saints. Get a win, the first win of this season, and hopefully the first of many. Now, I also got to talk to Paul Kruger about his great game. Second straight game with a sack, excitement coming from the Dog Pound, the energy from the crowd, and what it'll be like to face his former team, the Ravens, this coming Sunday.
To be able to have success in front of the crowd like that was an amazing feeling, and it feels good to see them get excited, and that's really what we play for. It was a huge factor in the game. You know, I can't say that enough. Just when an opposing team can only signal their calls and they can't hear each other's cadence. I mean, it's really makes a big difference. You know, two in a row would be huge for us, and I think for the crowd especially to feel that success again and. I couldn't even hear myself think in that stadium some of the time on Sunday. So, God, to have that again is going to be fun.
Going to 2-0 at home, getting a big division win, that would be awesome for the Browns. So, Dog Pound, bring it on First Energy Stadium, and I bet Paul Kruger's going to have another great game.
Yes, and Brian Hoyer also had a great game on Sunday. Let's take a moment to revel in that drive that led to the win.
Down by one, 38 seconds left. Fourth down, they need seven. Brian delivers the ball. It's caught. What a catch by Barnage at the 48-yard line, and that's a first down. Hoyer's got to hurry up. 23 seconds left in the game. Here's Hoyer back to pass. He's stepping, rolling out left. Rolling, 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 looking, throwing. Austin came back, and he caught the ball. Second down and 10. 13 seconds left. From the 39 of the Saints, Hoyer back, looking, loving, Hawkins is wide open, caught it! He's down to the 11-yard line with 6 seconds left. Cundiff marks off his steps. It's a 29-yard field goal attempt to give them the lead. And the snap is back, and the ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good! 3 seconds left, and the Browns lead!
Brian Hoyer has now led the Browns to 2 fourth-quarter comeback victories. This guy's got clutch meter. He's got resilience, one of the keys to playing like a Brown, and he sat down and talked with us about that mentality.
I think when Coach Pettine talks about playing like a Brown, you know, you talk about toughness, not just physically but mentally tough. I think, the adversity and the ups and downs in an NFL game and an NFL season, I mean, it's like a roller coaster, and you have to be able to deal with the highs and the lows. And you see the character of those men in that locker room that, you know, we're never going to give up. We're always going to believe in each other, because really that's all we have when it comes down to it, are the guys in that locker room. And so I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. But, when he talks about that, everybody listens and they understand, you know, what's expected from us.
Let's go, man. No better place to play than right here in front of the Dog Pound, fellas. Let's go out and have some fun. Let's win, huh? Mm. Let's go. Dogs on three. One, two, three, dogs.
When you have a group of guys who are never going to quit and believe in each other, you give yourself a chance to win every game. And I think that's the biggest part, especially in this league, because the room for error is so small. And, that when they talk about any given Sunday, that's the truth. You never know. You know, you go out there, everybody's talented, everybody has good coaches, and you put it all on the line. And to know that we have a group of guys in there who are going to give it their all and play to the last snap, you're going to win games with guys like that. And it's just a matter of going out and executing.
Benjamin, touchdown! And the Browns are 1 point away from tying the game up here in Pittsburgh.
You know, we talked about playing like a Brown. Another term we use in that is trust. And you have to trust that the guy next to you, or the guy lined up at receiver, or the guy behind you at running back, that they know what they're going to do and they're going to execute their job. I think that's why America loves football so much, because it is the ultimate team sport. And regardless of what field you're in, there's a lot of team, aspects that go into everyday life, and that gets to be played out on the field.
Having trust in your teammates is so important.
No question. And having trust in your quarterback to come through in the clutch like Brian Hoyer did on Sunday is huge for any NFL team.
That's right. Stay tuned for more with Brian Hoyer and where his passion for the game was born. And the Browns play catch with some lucky kids.